إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، جزاك الله خيرا، من يضلل فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، جزاك الله خير. أسك الله تبارك وتعالى to accept our meeting and guide us for knowledge from القرآن العظيم سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We ask Allah to make this class in our good deeds, granting all of us knowledge. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. If Allah need any one of us to be good, successful in his life, successful in the hereafter, he will guide you to understand your deen. It's very important to understand our deen. The Muslim Ummah suffering today from the ignorance. Everybody believing it's a salah, I go and do my duty and I make the salah and I leave. And inside we are empty. We don't have too much knowledge. Knowledge is very important, will save us from ignorance, save us from the shaitan. He will guide us to say the truth and to work for the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, inshaAllah ta'ala.
Ameen.
Continue our classes. I apologize about last week. Last week was very, very heavy rain and very complicated rain. And then after that, I called the brother Osman. I hope to forgive me, inshallah, and ask Allah to forgive me. We come to the question today for the topic of as-sahw, to continue our salah, our classes. And we ask the question about the sahu. In order to speak about sahu, this is conclusions of what we studied before. As you remember, actually, we study in this masjid five positions the Prophet ﷺ forgot in his salah. And we come to actually to ask a question today. Shall we make the sahu before the salam? The two sajda, sahu before the salam? Or we make the two sajda after the salam? That's our question today. Okay, in order to speak about the sahu, inshallah, we need to speak about makanu sahu. What is the place of the sahu? Number two, kayfiyat sahu. How we perform the sahu. Number three, hukmu sahu. What is the condition of the sahu? We need to speak about these three, inshallah ta'ala. So we ask the questions. If we speak about makan sujood al-sahw, what is the place of the sahw? Shall we make the sahw before the salam or after the salam? Somebody increase in the salah or decrease in his salah, make error in his salah, this salah must be corrected with the two extra sujood in the end of the salah. Question is, shall we make it before the salam or after the salam? That's the question we need to ask. Number two, kayfiyatu sahw. How many sajda? So the whole ulama, this is a symbol. All ulama agree is two sajda, two extra sujood. Number two, when I make the two extra sujood, is there any special dua for that? I forgot. Shall I make special dua? We'll see. Tayyib. We ask the third question. Is there after I perform the two sajda, Ahmed? After I perform two sajda, sahwa. Shall I make the tashahud again? Shall I say the tashahud again? To repeat the tashahud again? This is a question we need to ask. Sujood al-sahw, it is sunnah or wajib? Wajib, it's mean mandatory. If it is mandatory, and I do not perform the two extra sujood to correct my salah is valid or my salah is not valid if I ignore the two sajda sahw. You follow me, Sheikh Yusuf?
No, Sheikh.
Tayyib. To answer this, the ulama has four different opinions. Jazakallah khair ya akhi, barakallah fiik, shukran. The ulama has four different opinions. And the four, we're going to study four scholars. I don't want you to confuse you, but in order to answer this question, we have a lot of material to study in order to give you the result for that. About all the question we ask. We're going to study together the four school. We're going to study the mazhab of Abu Hanifa, what he said about the sahw. We're going to study the mazhab of Imam Malik, what he said about the sahw. We're going to study the mazhab of Imam Shafi'i, what he said about the sahw. We're going to study the Imam Ahmad, what he said about the sahw. And I'm not going to leave you to be confused. Which one of them closer to the sunnah? Ready? Ready to do that, inshallah? Okay, we ask the questions again. Sujood al-sahw must be before or after? It is wajib or is sunnah? Wajib is mean mandatory, you must do it. If you don't do it, your salah is invalid. Is there any special dua to make it while I make it the two extra sujood to correct my salah? Is there a special dua, supplication for that? We ask this question too. Is there any tashahud after I make the two sajda sahw? Is there any tashahud after I finish again? That's a question we need to ask all of us. Okay. Can we study Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah first? Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, one of the great scholars in Islam, and who is the most popular sect or school, Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. You find Asia, most of the people in Asia, most of the people actually in different areas from all over the world, they follow Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. What is Imam Abu Hanifa said about the two sajda sahw? What did he say? Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said all the sahw, the two extra sujood, must be after the salam, after the first right salam. Don't sleep with me, please. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said, if you increase in the salah or decrease in the salah, mean error, all the sahw must be after the salam. Especially, right salam, meaning durud sharif, tashahud. What did he do? He said, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, in the right side, Allahu Akbar, to sajda sahw, sit down, make salam again in both sides. Who said that? Beautiful. Hi. We ask him actually also, the Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. And before I go, I like to clear it all the time in my classes. We are not here to fighting for a special imam. And everybody try to fight. Here is Abu Hanifa and that's it. Here is Al-Shafi'i and that's it. No Imam Malik. No Imam Ahmad. We are not here to defend any of the one of them. But we will take the opinion for the one who his opinion match what?
Rasulullah.
Can we agree about this? With full respect for the old Imam. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, as I told you, salam, right salam, and to make the two sajda sahw in order to correct your salah. Either you increase, you pray 5 rak'ah salah, 3 rak'ah salah, you forgot 1 sujood, you forgot ruku'ah. Either increase in the salah or decrease in the salah, for Abu Hanifa, all the sahw must be after the first right salam. Tashahud, assalamu alaikum, Allahu Akbar to sajda, then after that, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Is that easy or difficult? Beautiful. Then they ask Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah, ya Imam, what about if somebody make the two sajda before the salam? Because most of us know also that the two extra sujood in order to correct your salah, you make it before the salam, is that right or not? We study before, remember? We study. Hi. He said, whoever gonna do that is not allowed, but the salah is right. لا يجوز. Not allowed to do the two extra sujood before the salam, but the salah is right. Later generation of Abu Hanifa. Abu Hanifa rahimahullah has a group of scholars after him. They said their opinion. They said whoever make the two sajda before the salam, their salah is invalid. They must repeat the salah from the beginning. They became very tough. What's their dalil? Nothing, zero. That's why I told you, don't ever go and stick to one school and you say that that's it. La, this is not the people of the Quran and Sunnah. Quran and Sunnah, we listen to everyone. And whoever give me the what?
The dalil,
the evidence, I will take it from him. That's normal for Ahl Sunnah. Now, طيب. We ask him, Ya Imam, why you said all the two sajda to correct your salah, the two sajda sahwa to correct your salah, why after the salam? He said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remember hadith Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda, he remember when we studied this 2 weeks ago, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up and he stood up, and Ya Sheikh Yusuf, he wasn't with us. The Prophet ﷺ, he pray Salat al-Asr. So after he finished the 4 rak'ah, he stood up for rak'ah number 5. None one of the Sahaba told him, Subhanallah, because they believe that Jibril came to him and told him the Salah has been changed, or they changed the rule of the Salah. None one of the Sahaba when the Prophet stood up for rak'ah number 5 say anything, and they follow him while they were know that they praise the 4 rak'ah already, and they know for fact this is rak'ah number 5, but nobody say anything. The Prophet completed the salah believing that he prayed for rak'ah. Then after that, after he makes salam, the people in the masjid, they ask him, قالوا يا رسول الله أو زيد في الصلاة. Did you increase the salah or you increase the salah? Yes. قال وما ذلك وما ذاك وما ذاك in Arabic language it means what's the matter. It means he doesn't know. Said يا رسول الله you pray 5 rak'ah. Said yes. Okay. Turn his exactly himself from the sitting position. He did not stand up. He said, Allahu Akbar, and he make 2 sujood, extra sujood. Then he makes salam on the right side, salam on the left side, to correct the salah. Abu Hanifa take this as evidence that he make the sujood sahwa after the salam. The other ulama respond. He said, no. No, Abu Hanifa, rahimakallah, he's already, nobody remind him in a salah. The reason he make it the 2 sajda after the salam, because he believed that he pray for rak'ah. He doesn't know that he pray for 5 rak'ah. So this is not an evidence for you, Abu Hanifa. We cannot accept it. And they answer him. Remember when I told you before, the first case of sahwa, the Prophet ﷺ in Salat al-Duhr, Hadith Abdullah ibn Buhayna رضي الله عنه وارضى البخاري ومسلم. عبد الله بن بحينة said صلى بنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet lead us in a salah in his masjid one day. He was salat al-zuhr. Instead, after he break 2 rak'ah, ya Sheikh Yusuf, he should sit down for tashahud. He did not sit down for tashahud, and he stood up for rak'ah number 3. You remember this? Then after that, the people in the masjid, they told him what? Subhanallah. The Prophet ﷺ refused to come down. That's why if you remember, if the imam listen and come back and sit down again, his salah is invalid. Because when the people, the companion say, Ya Rasulullah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah in the salah, the Prophet ﷺ refused to sit down. When he stood up for rak'ah number 3, That means he did not sit in the middle. Therefore, we take it as a law. The Imam forget that's the middle tashahud and he stood up for rak'ah number 3. He cannot sit down back. Continue the salah, but it's going to cost him in the end of the salah to do what?
To
sajad al-sahw. And you remember the Prophet when he forgot the middle tashahud, and middle tashahud is a sunnah. When did he perform the two sajda sahw?
Before
salam or after salam?
Before
salam. So when Abu Hanifa came to me now and told me every sahw must be after the salam, so what we should do with this? What we have to do with this with the Prophet ﷺ? Shall I follow Abu Hanifa or Rasulullah? That's it. We are going to give me evidence. I will follow him. Concentrate with me, Arhamuk Allah. Because if you go any masjid, they don't teach you this. Because this is very complicated. What Abu Hanifa said about, Rahimahullah, about two sajdasa. He said, it's wajib. Wajib. What's the meaning of wajib?
Obligatory.
Meaning, if my salah, if I did not perform these two sajda, my salah is valid or invalid. According to Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, he said the salah is invalid because they said the two sajda for sahw to correct your salah after the salam, it is mandatory. What's mean mandatory is wajib. That's what he say, rahimahullah. But the ulama answer him. When I told you, actually, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he prays salat al-zuhr. Salat al-zuhr. And he did not pray the sunnah al-zuhr after that. His salah is valid or not valid? Sunnah is valid. You don't pray two sunnah after zuhr is the salah is valid. It doesn't affect the fard. Same thing here. Doesn't affect the fard. So the reason for that, Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, when he said actually it is mandatory, he has no right for that. And he put another evidence for a hadith. He got it from Abu Dawud and the Tirmizi. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَجَدَ لِلسَّهُ سَجْدَتَيْنِ سُمَّ جَلَسَ لِلتَّشَهُدِ. He found hadith in the Tirmizi and Abu Dawud. Abu Hanif. Abu Dawud and the Tirmizi. They mention hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he made the two sajda two sajda, he sit down and he make tashahud. This hadith is weak. There is no any tashahud for this at all. If you make the two sajda sahw, you don't need to say the tashahud again. Finished. Because we have a last tashahud. Why after I perform the two sajda sahw, why I have to repeat the tashahud again? The Prophet never did it. طيب. This is Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. Can we take Imam Shafi'i?
Bismillah.
But remember, Abu Hanifa said the two sajda after or before? And especially after what? The first salam. And Abu Hanifa said the two sajda is wajib or sunnah? Wajib. Beautiful. That's what he say. And Abu Hanifa, when they ask him if someone do the two sajda before the salam, the Hanafi school, they said the salah is not valid. And we studied together hadith in Nabi Sallam when he forgot in the middle tashahud and he make the two sajda before the salam. So we told him, Gazak Allahu khayran, ya Abu Hanif. May Allah reward you. Imam al-Shafi'i came opposite way. He said, all the sujood is sahw before the salam. All to increase in your salah or decrease in your salah, Ash-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said, all the two sajda sahwa must be before the salam. It means tashahud, you make the durud sharif, tashahud, then after that you say, Allahu Akbar, two sajda, Then you sit down again and say, As-salamu alaykum rahmatullah, As-salamu alaykum rahmatullah. He is the opposite of Abu Hanifa. He has evidence too. So where do you get this from, ya Shafi'i? That all the sajda must be, he mentioned the hadith which I told you. The Prophet, when he stood up for rak'ah number 3, and he made the 2 sajda before what?
Salah.
Before the salah. He, that's his evidence. Because he said, all the sujood is sahwa, the 2 extra sujood, 2 extra prostration before the salam. Type, we are the answer, the ulama answer, al-Shafi'i. Sir, wait a second, al-Shafi'i. Wait a second. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he pray the 2 rak'ah for Asr. Remember when he prayed 2 rak'ah for Asr and he make salam? And the man, his name is Dhul Yadaini. He stood up and told him, Ya Rasulullah, you shortened the salah or you forgot? Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I did not forget. I did not make so short. He was believing, but he prays Asr 2 rak'ah and he make salam. Then after he consulted the Sahaba, they told him, Ya Rasulullah, you pray 2 rak'ah. This is a great. There's nothing wrong with this. Some people, they don't want to accept this. Impossible that Rasulullah forget. No, Allah, he made him forget to give you rule, to correct your salah, because without this, all of us are going to fight today. You're going to make it by your own, Sheikh Muhammad. You're going to, Sheikh Abdul Qawi, you're going to make it by your own. So this is rahmah from Allah Ta'ala, that Allah, he say, I am a human like you. I remember as you remember, I forgot as you forgot. And if you saw me forgot, what you have to do? Remind me. It's very simple. Very simple. So al-Shafi'i, when he said all the 2 sajda sahw before the salam, or the 2 sajda before the salam, he took his evidence when the Prophet, he pray one day, salat al-zuhr, and he stood up for rak'ah number 3 without sitting in the middle of the tashahud, and in the end of his salah, he make the 2 sajda sahw before the salam. So the ulama answered him. I told him, Rasulullah, when he prays Asr to rak'ah, and Dhul Yadayn remind him, Ya Rasulullah, he prayed to rak'ah. What did he do? He consulted the Sahaba and said, Yes, Ya Rasulullah, you prayed to rak'ah. He stood up toward the Qibla, Allahu Akbar, and he prayed 2 extra rak'ah. 2 extra rak'ah. But in the end of his salah, what did he make when he made the 2 sajda sahwa? Before salam or after the salam? After the salam. Where are you, Sheikh Muhammad? You always remind us. After the salam. And when you pray 3 rak'ah one day, you remember? We studied this 2 weeks ago. When he prayed the 3 rak'ah one day, it was Salatul al-Asr, and he ran to his room. And the same man, Dhul Yadayni, or the real name Al-Khirbaq ibn Amr, he went to his room and he said, Ya Rasulullah, you shortened the salah because he pray only 3 rak'ah for Salat al-Asr. The Prophet came from his room angry, and the people that told him, Yes, Ya Rasulullah, he make iqama. Then after that, he perform 1 single rak'ah. Then he make the end of the salah, he make the sahwa when? After the salam. So when he make the asr, the zuhr, 2 rak'ah, and he make salam, people remind him, he stood up, bring additional 2 rak'ah in the end of his salah, he make the 2 sajda after the salam, after he said, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, Allahu Akbar, and he make 2 sajda, and then after he sit down, he make another salam in the right side and left side, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. He did that when he made the asr 2 rak'ah, and when he made the asr 3 rak'ah, in the end of his salah, after he repeat the rak'ah, the which he missed. So what we have to answer al-Shafi'i now, if al-Shafi'i said all the sahw before the salam, what we have to do with this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it after the salam or not? So he told him, may Allah reward you, al-Shafi'i, you are wrong. Clearly, We don't favor anyone. We don't favor Abu Hanifa. We don't favor Al-Shafi'i. Because all of them, they agree about one. إذا صح الحديث فهو مذهبي. If the hadith will be right, it's my madhab. It's mean my school. All of the ulama agreed that everyone you take it from him or you reject it if they are wrong. Doesn't mean they are great scholar. But everybody, Abu Hanifa make mistake and Al-Shafi'i make mistake. طيب يا شافعي shall we make تشهد? He said no تشهد. طب يا شافعي the two سجدة for the سهوة the two extra سجدة prostrations it is mandatory like what Abu Hanifa said or sunnah he said sunnah that mean if I leave it my salah is valid or not yes valid surah after the fatiha is fard or sunnah? Somebody forgot this exactly the surah. Who said fard? Wake up, man. Surah Fatiha is fard. Surah after the Fatiha, if you pray, for example, one day, Fatiha. You pray by yourself. Not with the imam. Come back here to the masjid or in my house. Allahu Akbar. I pray Salat al-Asr. Exact Salat al-Asr. And I pray only and I make in the first rak'ah. I only recite Surah Fatiha. And then I said Allahu Akbar. Subhan Rabbi al-Azim. I forgot to recite the Surah. There is actually this is Sunnah. Doesn't violate your Salah. Abu Hanifa he said he have to make two sajda. Majority of the ulama said nothing against you. Okay.
Question. Now, is that only if you forget? What about if you deliberately say, look, I don't feel like doing any more recitation after Fatiha, for whatever reason?
Wallahi, if Sunnah is to recite the Quran after the Fatiha in order to be rewarded, because that's how the Prophet ﷺ used to pray. But if you don't do it, the Salah is right. So there is nothing wrong about the Salah because Prophet ﷺ, when he teach the man who performed wrong Salah, you remember? The man who, the Prophet ﷺ, whom the Prophet ﷺ commanded him to repeat the Salah 3 times. You remember? Yes. In the end they say, وَقْرَأْ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ اقْرَأْ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ Recite what's easy for you from Al-Quran. Even the Fatiha will be enough. You got it inshallah ta'ala? But if you recite surah, you will be rewarded. Allah will reward you. But if you don't do it, you are not a sinner and the salah is right. Naam.
What if I read after in the third rak'ah after Surah Al-Fatiha, what if I read something?
The third rak'ah and fourth rak'ah only Surah Al-Fatiha.
But if I forgot and I read it after.
There's nothing wrong about this, inshaAllah ta'ala.
Should I read it?
You don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. Nothing against you. So Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said sunnah. Is there any tashahud after the two sajda? He said no tashahud anymore. It's fard muwajib like Abu Hanifa said, mandatory? He said no, it is sunnah. Whoever doesn't do it, the two sajda sahwa, there's nothing wrong, the salah is right. Who said that? Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. Ta'ya. Come to Imam Malik. The most beloved Imam here in Masjid al-Taqwa. The brothers, actually, most of them, they follow Imam Malik. Rahimahullah. Imam Malik, one of the great scholars in Islam, mashallah, la quwata illa billah. He has a great book called Muwatta. Muwatta. If you intend to read Al-Muwatta, you're gonna die before you finish it. Very large book. Hi. Imam al-Shafi'i, رحمه الله at the age of 12 years old he became حافظ القرآن and he memorized al-muwatta for Imam Malik. You know how much al-muwatta? Do you know anybody who knows how many book of al-muwatta? The book of al-muwatta? Anybody knows? It's almost like 8 to 9 chapter every book like this. الإمام الشافعي he memorized it. 12 years old. Halallah. So what is Al-Imam Malik say about the sujood al-sahw? Are you ready? Aye, Bismillah. Imam al-Shafi'i said we need to have to go for detail. What is the detail, ya Imam? He said we need to separate two things. If you increase or you decrease, we have to make difference. Listen for this carefully. He took it from this side. If you increase in your salah, maybe exactly like you pray Asr 5 rak'ah. That's increase. Okay. Increase in your salah. Somebody make 3 sujood. Increase in the salah. He said, if you increase in your salah, sujood al-sahw must be after the salam. If you increase the numbers, that means sujood al-sahw, you make the 2 sajda sahw after the salam. Durud Sharif, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, because I pray the Asr 5 rak'ah, Allahu Akbar, 2 sajda, and then sit down, salam again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So increase in the salah, Imam Malik rahimahullah, I say, to make sujood al-sahw after, beautiful. And he said, if you decrease the salah, means somebody prays the zuhr 3 rak'ah and left. Decrease. Or the imam, he pray 3 rak'ah and he make salam. He believe that he make 4, but he make 3. He decrease the number of the salah here. He said, all the decrease of the salah, any action in the salah to decrease it, you must make sujood al-sahw before the salam. Decrease after the salam. Increase after the salam. Decrease before the salam. That's Al-Imam Malik rahimahullah. They ask him, why you wanna make it, ya Imam, you make it if you decrease the number of the salah, why you make the sujood al-sahw before salam? Rasulullah says, this is against one the Prophet did. Again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he prayed the 3 rak'ah, and he ran to his home, then they remind him, he came to the masjid again, and he make additional rak'ah, because they told him, and in the end of his salah, when did he make the salam? After the salah. So if Al-Shafi'i told me, if you decrease the number of the rak'ah, you must make it before the salam. This is against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell him, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward you, ya Imam Malik. Naam. Faddal.
You know, you just explained that is what's happening where I'm from.
Okay. Imam Malik rahimahullah, he said, if you increase in your salah, you make the 2 sajda sahwa, after the salam. He said, if you decrease in the salah, you make the 2 sajda sahw before the salam.
That's what happened.
Now, the ulama answer Imam Malik. They said, wait a second here, Imam Malik. The Prophet, when he make the 3 rak'ah for Asr, and he left and ran to his room, and they remind him, when he came back and he made the additional rak'ah to make it 4, he makes sajda sahwa when?
After.
So now, Imam Malik, he said, if you decrease the number, you make it before, but the Prophet, he make it after. Which one you have to take? You got it? That's why I told you, don't ever be extremist to any one of the schools. Don't. Because we have to take everyone and to search what?
Dalil.
The dalil from where?
Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today is a problem. You come to the people, you told them here is Rasulullah. Rasulullah, he said, but Abu Hanifa said, so, ya akhi, But Imam Malik, he said so. Ya akhi, yarhamuk Allah. I don't talk to anybody. I'm just to talk to myself. This is actually what we need. So Imam Malik, rahimahullah, he deal with a situation like this, and this is it's against what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, no tashahud also. You can, after the two sajda sahw, there is no tashahud. The only Imam he said tashahud after the sajda sahw is who? Imam Abu Hanifa. And he's not right, he's wrong. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not make the tashahud again. Hi. جزاك الله خير يا إمام مالك. جزاك الله خير. Ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to reward all of them. Come to who? The last one came. إمام هو أحمد رحمه الله. إمام أحمد he came. He said, "Where a second here?" إمام أحمد he became because he's the last one of these four Imam. He became more, so became more knowledge because he saw what Al-Shafi'i said. He saw what Abu Hanifa said. What Imam Malik said. So he became like a dictionary. Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah. He said, wait a second here. And I leave the judgment for you. Concentrate with me. To agree with his word or not. I will consult you about what Imam Ahmad said. And you, I leave the judgment for you. Sheikh Yusuf, you ready?
نعم
طيب.
بسم الله.
إمام أحمد رحمه الله said, where a second here? I don't want to go for the business increase or decrease or something like this. I will take all the sahw of the Prophet, the five position, and I follow the same thing. What do you think about this? He said, I will take the five sahw, five position of sahw, which is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he forgot, and I follow the same thing. I do the same thing. What do you think about this statement? It's reasonable. Right. Number two. Imam Ahmad, he said, any additional sahw, more than the five, you know the five position. Would like I remind you?
Yes.
Would you like to remind you the five position? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he pray one day Salat al-Zuhr, and he forgot to sit down in the middle tashahud, and he stood up for rak'ah number 3. The people said subhanallah. He refused to sit down, and he make the two sajda one before the salam. Second, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day he pray Salat al-Asr to rak'ah, and he make salam. The people zulyadain. You shorten the salah, you forgot. I did not make it short. I did not forget. So he stood up and he make additional two rak'ah, and he made the two sajda sahwa win after the salam. Third position, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day he prayed the asr five rak'ah, and nobody told him subhanallah. After he finished the five rak'ah, believing that he performed four rak'ah only, people told him, you increased the salah. Said no. Said ya Rasulullah, you pray five. He turned himself to the qibla, sitting position, Allahu Akbar, make two sajda, and then after that he make it two sajda here, considered after the salam or before the salam, because he already finished the salah. Time. The fourth position is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day he pray the asr three rak'ah, and just right after he finished, he ran to his room. Zulyadaini, he coached, ya Rasulullah, you shortened the salah. He came out, he consulted the people, yes, ya Rasulullah, you pray three rak'ah. He stood up and he bring one rak'ah. Then after that, he make the two sajda sahw in after the salam. The fifth case, one day he pray salat al maghrib two rak'ah, and he make salam. Then the people, they told him, ya Rasulullah, same thing. The Prophet, he stood up and he bring additional rak'ah, and he make the two sajda after the salam. That's the five position. So Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, he said, let's we follow the five position, and we do the same. Is reasonable or not? Beautiful. Second time, if something else, not in these five cases, I will make the salam, I will make the two sajda before the salam. That's what he said, rahimahullah. Tayyib. What is the sahw? Sahw is, ya Imam Ahmad, sunnah or wajib? He said sunnah. سنة وواجب يا امام احمد هي سيد السنة. طيب that's actually what Imam Ahmad, who is the most one from these scholars closer to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to take it and all of us we follow it. Imam Ahmad. I don't want to hear actually Sheikh Yusuf, after I leave the masjid today some brother sit down in a side, Sheikh Mustafa Hanbali, I don't know this language at all, I don't know this language. All of this imam are great imam. And remember, even if the imam give opinion and his opinion is wrong, Allah reward him or not? Reward him once. And when he say something right, Allah reward him what? Twice. The problem with us, we are the one who making action, a lot of trouble. We are the one who fighting together. But the ilm is not like that. The ilm is not like that. The ulama, they used to respect each other. And they used to actually argue about this, and then in the end they search the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and they see to see who is the most exactly opinion. So from now my result is we follow. To summarize for you, if you forget sunnah in the salah, you make the two sajda before. If you forgot fard in the salah, you decrease or increase, you make the two sajda after. Is that difficult or easy? Is that difficult or easy now? This is a simple way for you, inshallah ta'ala, to follow the same thing what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. طيب. Finish with the sahwa. Come to the point of... Nah.
So today, I was praying with one brother here, was the imam. Then when we finished praying, us...
When he finished, he was Asr time?
Yes.
Okay.
I was late.
Okay, so you pray with the brothers. What happened?
He was the imam, leaving.
Okay.
Then he did the two sujood before the salah. Then I went to him.
Did he make something wrong in the salah?
That's the thing. It was nothing wrong with the positions. Then I went to him and I asked him why you did the two sujood, and he told me I forgot the first year.
You forgot the Fatiha. So see how is that exactly? That's why the class is very important. Allah, the class. If you forgot the Fatiha, you must repeat the rak'ah. Fatiha is a fard. Qira'atul Fatiha is a fard. It's not a sunnah. And we agree in this masjid, if we forgot any one of the pillar in the salah, I must repeat the rak'ah plus the sajda, two sajda in the end of the salah. What is the fard is? قراءة الفاتحة. If the imam he forgot قراءة الفاتحة, he must repeat the rak'ah again. If you forgot in the salah wa'il ruku'ah, somebody was closing his eyes and then after that the imam he go for ruku'ah after the fatiha, and then the brother, because he's closing his eyes or he think about actually what kind of food his wife she gonna prepare it to him in the night, then he go direct to the sujood. And then he figured it when the imam said, "Sami' Allahu liman hamd." Allah, where are I? Where I am? And he was in the sujood. He lost the ruku'ah. This is a pillar. You must repeat the rak'ah. You make only instead. You make in any one of the rak'ah, any rak'ah. You make only one sujood. How many sujood I have to make it in every rak'ah? Two. Somebody make only one sujood. You must repeat the rak'ah. Somebody forget the last tashahud. So for example, he sit down, he finish the full rak'ah for asr, then he sit down, instead he make it attahiyyatu lillah, salatu tayyibatu lillah, he said, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm, ayat al-kursi, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Why? Because he's bad. A problem, as we're going to see in this interesting class. Be ready for this beautiful class. We're going to go for the shak. If I am in doubt, if I am in doubt in the salah, most of us were suffering in the salah, Sheikh Muhammad. It's three rak'ah, I'm praying the asr. Three rak'ah or four. Three or four. Ya Allah, help me. Three, four, four. Three or four. Is that right or not? That's called the state of doubts. Shak. What are we going to do with this? We're going to study this now. But for any kind of pillar in the salah, you must repeat. Bring an additional rak'ah to correct. And plus the two sajdasa in the end of the salah. So the brother who forget the fatiha, he cannot correct the salah with only two extra sujood, he must stand up and bring additional rak'ah because he forgot the fatiha in a previous rak'ah. Is that clear for you, my brother?
Clear. But then if it's the imam, and then if you do the fatiha,
are you all right by yourself? You did it? Yes. Let him actually go. If he stand up, he should stand up. We agree. Stand up. And I know myself. And I know myself that I did everything right in the salah. Don't follow him. Sit down in your place. Because he hold you. The imam, you are a prisoner for the imam. Let him finish the rak'ah and go for ruku'ah. Sami' Allahu liman hamd. Watch him. And then after that, he make two sujood while he's sitting. Until he became equal to you. You recite the tashahud. He recite the tashahud. He makes salam. And he told the get out of here. When if you need to make the two sajda sahwi with him, it's up to you. Because he should, if he forgot and will remember, if you decrease in the salah, decrease in the number of the salah, do you make the two sajda win? After. Therefore, after he finished the tashahud, and you are waiting for him, you finish the tashahud with him, and when he says, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, and he make the two sajda, either to go with him, or to go and tell him, go to hell, do it by yourself. You got it? Is that clear for you, my brother? Tayyib, inshallah.
Shaykh, when your imam is in the front, imam cover everybody, or you everybody gonna do by
yourself? Imam cover everybody if you don't discover your error. If you don't discover your error, what does that mean? When the imam praying, for example, and you say exactly behind the imam, he did something wrong in the salah, but you never remember, he cover you. But if you remember, you have to correct it. For example, as I told you, the imam going for ruku'ah. And because you closing your eyes, some of the people, when they pray, Sheikh Ahmed, they need to close the eyes. Because they said, Abu Hanifa said, close your eyes. And this is not against, this is against what Abu Hanifa said. The sunnah is when you pray, where your eyes should be. So if you close your eyes and the imam going for ruku'ah, Allahu Akbar. For ruku'ah, and because you're closing, you go for sujood.
No, I talk about, you say every person supposed to recite fatiha. I'm talking about tashahud. Imam, just supposed to do the tashahud, or everybody supposed to do it?
Everybody has to go for tashahud.
Okay, that's why I want
to everybody has to go for the tashahud. Inshallah ta'ala. Saddal Habib.
Looking at the five times that Rasulullah
forgot.
The one he did before he makes salam was the one that was in the middle of the shahad.
Yes.
And the middle of the shahad is sunnah. So I was thinking maybe it's when it's sunnah, you do it before, and when it's wajib, you do it after.
No, you could say it like this, inshallah ta'ala. But anyway, actually, like what we say. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he forgot the sunnah. Yes, he make it before the salam. But remember, old Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said everything before the salam. Imam Ahmad, he said, I take the five kiss as it is, and if any additional position in forget in the salah, I would make it before the salam. You got it, inshallah. And this is the most authentic for all the imam and the majority of the ulama, inshallah ta'ala.
Sometimes the imam is very fast. Before you finish your tashahud, imam finishing his salah.
Tashahud? Yeah. Which is tashahud, the middle or the last one?
The last
tashahud.
Yeah.
You're talking about super imam.
Yeah. Sometimes very fast. Before you finish, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. What are you going to do?
Yeah, complete your tashahud. Uh-huh. Because you don't have any another additional action after that. Okay. And then after that, making salam. Even if you take 2-3 minutes after the imam, finish your tashahud. And then after that, make your salam. After the imam, inshallah. You don't have. The only position, you have to follow the imam. For example, if we agree about, we have super imam. A super imam, when he come and recite the Fatiha, that's what they do, right? And then no, actually the brother behind him, he like to recite Alhamdulillah. Sheikh Yusuf stay behind the Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Like Sheikh Yusuf actually recited like he's going over the hill. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And the imam, he finish Allahu Akbar ruku, and Sheikh Yusuf is still in the middle of the Fatiha. What he should do, Sheikh Yusuf? Shall he complete the Fatiha, or he has to cut off the Fatiha and follow the Imam? Follow the Imam. Because the Imam, he will be responsible about your Salah. He's the one, he should give you a time to recite the whole Fatiha. That's why I told you, any mistakes, the Imam will carry it for you. I don't finish my Fatiha, because it's so fast, your Fatiha will be counted. That be exactly Allah will charge him for this. You got it, inshallah ta'ala. That's why the Imam is poor.
Assalamu
alaikum. So good.
Is it compulsory to do iqama if you want to make up for the missed rak'ah? For example, when the Holy Prophet missed
that missed rak'ah from the Salat al-Asr.
You want to make up for
the. Yes, he told Bilal, make iqama. Because why he make iqama? Because he left the masjid. Because he left the masjid, and when he come back again, he told Bilal, you know, a lot of people in the masjid, they left with three rak'ah. And the question here, their salah accepted or not? For them, yes. For them, yes. Their salah accepted. But those who remained in the masjid, Bilal was with one of them, he told him, make iqama. Then after that, he complete the rak'ah, which he missed from the asr. Then after that, he make the two salam. I take the two sajda after the salam. Naam. Faddal. Hatfaddal.
For Imam Ahmad.
Naam.
He says after, for the five cases, we have to follow.
Follow as it is.
Any addition we have to make
before salam.
Before. So what's the difference?
Okay. That's opinion from Imam Ahmad. Why? This is very important question. Jazakallah khair. I have to answer you for this. Imam Ahmad considered any mistake you make it in the salah should be corrected inside the salah, not after the salah. Listen for this carefully. Did you understand me? Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, he consider any error or mistakes, any error or mistake happen inside the salah, you need to correct it inside the salah, not after the salam. And this is reasonable or not?
Yes.
This is reasonable or not? So it's reasonable. If I make any mistake inside the salah, you should correct it while you still inside the salah, not after you come out from the salah with the salam. You got it? That Imam al-Shafi'i said exactly has the same philosophy. Rahimahullah. He said, why I have to correct the problem after I make salam? If you make any error, increase or decrease, make it inside the salah to correct the salah. But not after you finish the salah. That's their philosophy. Rahimahumullah. Shafi'i and Ahmad. And they are the most authentic. Yes. Can we start on a shak, the doubt? Yes. Hi.
That is
so. Fadha Sheikh.
Sheikh, are the adhan and the iqamah compulsory for salat in the masjid and in the home, or is it something?
Azan and Iqama is a mandatory in the masjid. Iqama before you pray in your house, Iqama is not a mandatory, is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even if you don't make Iqama and you forgot the Iqama while you're praying in your house, your salah is right. But in the masjid, need to make azan. There is no adhan in a house. Somebody actually make it adhan in a house for what? Adhan make it for to call the people for the salah in the masjid, for the jama'ah in the masjid. But iqama also is a mandatory in order to establish the salah in jama'ah in the masjid. We need to make iqama. Iqama is like azan, the same thing. But while you are in a house, it's from the sunnah. Before you pray your salah, you have to make it what? Iqama. Is iqama for me as an individual to pray in my house is mandatory? No. The answer is not no. It's optional. And if you do it, it will be rewarded for that, inshallah ta'ala. Is that good? Is enough, Sheikh Yusuf?
MashaAllah, Sheikh.
Barakallah feekum. Shak. Doubts. In sahw, I know where I made the mistake. I increase one rak'ah, I decrease one rak'ah, and so on, so. And one case before I go for this. The ulama agreed upon. One case in the end of the salah. You don't have to make the two saddasha. Even if the imam making mistakes. Can we take example? Can we take example? I am in the last rak'ah. I am in the last rak'ah, Sheikh Yusuf. This is the last rak'ah for Hajj. The majlis full of a lot of people, not every single one in the back could see me. Is that right or not? Right. So I am in tashahud. I am finishing the two sajda for the last rak'ah. Sajda number two for the last rak'ah. And then after that, I forgot to sit down. I stood up like this. And then after that, I figure it and sit down again. After you stand up halfway or complete standing, you figure it and you correct yourself. That's fiqh in Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. You don't need to make two sajda sahu because the people in the back, they will be confused. Why this imam, we don't see any problem, we don't see anything wrong in the salah, it is only mistake and he figured it right away and he corrected by himself. It is for the smart imam not to make the two sujood if you have a huge number of the people behind him. That's reasonable, alhamdulillah. Shak, doubts. The problem with the doubts mean I don't know where I am. I don't know where I am. Three or four, I am not sure. I don't know if I pray three or I pray four. All of us who are facing this. Tayyib now. Instead of shak here, we need to go the sources of the shak. Number two, how we treat the doubts in the salah. Number three, how we protect our salah. Ready? And Sheikh Yusuf, I'm going to write the hadith, the first hadith, that actually a shak all the time from the shaitan. In general. When you are in a doubt in the salah, that's from the shaitan. We're going to study first actually why all of us who became in a state of doubts, why I'm in shak, confusing, three or four. Did I make ruku' or not? Did I make two sujood or not? All this is from the shaitan. طيب. I just like to show you today, inshallah ta'ala, and Sheikh Yusuf, I'm going to give him this and to read it, inshallah, to help me in English. That the first, actually, we have to speak about the shaitan. If we know the doubt from the shaitan, we have to know how we deal with this situation in order to correct it. طيب. أبو فضل الأذان. The first hadith is صحيح مسلم. أذان. صحيح مسلم. And then after that we will see about the shaitan. And we're going to speak about أذان. We're going to speak about إقامة. And we figure out why we are in doubt. What's causing the doubt in the salah? What is causing the doubt in the salah? Then after we know, we will tell you how you deal and treat the doubt in the salah. حدثنا قتيبة ابن سعيد حدثنا المغيرة عن أبي الزناد عن الأعرج عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. الحديث في صحيح مسلم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا نودي للصلاة أدبر الشيطان له ضراط. حتى لا يسمع التأذين، فإذا قضي التأذين أقبل حتى إذا ثوب بالصلاة، أدبر حتى إذا قضى التثويب أقبل حتى يخطر بين المرء ونفسه، يقول له اذكر كذا وكذا واذكر كذا وكذا، لما لم يكن يذكر من قبل، حتى يظل الرجل ما يدري كم صلى. شيخ يوسف إن شاء الله تعالى.
Abu Huraira reported.
Hadith number what, Sheikh Yusuf?
This is hadith number 8.
Okay.
On the virtue of the adhan, and the shaitan flees when he hears it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Abu Huraira reported. The Apostle sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the call to prayer is made, Satan runs back.
What is, hold it. When the call for the salah, what does that mean? The adhan. What has happened to the shaitan?
Runs back.
Runs. Out. Run. Then.
And breaks wind.
Break wind. What's bring mean? يسمع له durat. What's durat is? He make like, the ulama say three things. First opinion they said, like the one, the man who make like gas. Gas came out with sound. In order to cover, he doesn't want to hear the azan at all. Or him himself, he make this noise in order to break wind. Break wind, he make it like some sound in order to cover the azan, and he doesn't want to hear the azan at all. Fadla Sheikh.
So as not to hear the call being made. And when the call is finished, he turns around.
But after the azan is finished, the muazzin stop, he come back again. He's not going to leave you, man. He's not going to leave you. As we said many times, what is the best place for the shaitan? The masjid. Because the one in the club, he said, oh, it's okay, don't worry about it. I'm going for the one exactly who are in the masjid to confuse him and to corrupt his salah. That's why he's not going to leave you. So he come back after the adhan. Then, Yasuk Yusuf.
When Iqama is proclaimed, he turns his back.
So after the Iqama, we have the second adhan. Same situation. When the Imam making the Muazzin, making the Iqama, right away, run! He doesn't want to hear, and the same thing, noise follow him, break wind follow him in order to cut. I'll tell you why he does that. Go ahead.
And when it is finished, he turns round.
The Iqama finished, turned round, came back again.
To destruct Iman.
To destruct what?
Iman.
That's what he need.
Say, remember such and such. Remember such and
he
such.
Tell you that while you are praying.
Referring to something the man did not have in his mind. With the result that he does not know how much he has prayed.
Barakallah feek, Ashwin. Jazakallah khair. Okay, this we study this in detail for detail a little bit, inshallah ta'ala. The shaitan is the biggest enemy for the human, for all of us. He doesn't like you to follow the tawheed. Because the azan has a word of what?
Tawheed.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. Here is the azan. And remember, when you hear the azan, what the habit is the shaitan? Alhamdulillah, we are secure.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu على الفلاح
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We ask the first question. When the shaitan hear the azan or iqama, he escape, he run from the masjid. Where are you going? He go around the corner. He go around the corner, Fulton Street and Bedford, and stay there. Look what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jabir ibn Abdullah reported, رضي الله عنهما, فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن الشيطان إذا سمع الأذان أدبر إلى الروحاء. When the shaitan heard the adhan, and he talk about his masjid in Medina, صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said the shaitan run to go a blessed, call it الروحاء. How far الروحاء from the masjid? 36 miles. He took it in 1 second. The shaitan, that's why you have to actually understand, Allah give him power for this. The shaitan, he's not gonna take the plane like you and me, and we go to Africa to stay 12 hours, or to go to Bangladesh and stay like 15 hours. La. If he need to go Bangladesh, it's gonna take second for him. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said he went to Ar-Rawha, an empty place. Nobody lived there. And for us, right away when the shaitan hear the azan or iqama, he escape from the masjid and he go to the desert. Where is the desert? Name it. California desert. Chicago desert. Allahu a'lam. But he try. Why? Because ash-shaytan, when he hear the azan, he will be in a horrible situation. He will be in fright night when he hear, because the azan has a meaning of what? Tawheed. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. He doesn't want the people to follow the tawheed. He doesn't want the people to believe in Allah and His Messenger. Therefore, he doesn't want to hear the adhan or iqama. So he skipped to a far area in order to be protected from this adhan, because caused to him actually to be in a horrible situation. When the adhan is finished, he come back to the masjid again. And you seek for them, or you still in your house and you hear the azan of Fajr, for example. And I know Masjid al-Taqwa have an hour after the azan in Fajr, they will pray the Jama'ah. So you adjust your alarm, and when the azan came to your house, he will fly from your house. He's not going to stay. And then after the azan is finished, he will come back to you while you are in the house. He tell you what? Today is very cold outside. Today is very cold. Are you going to make wudu? The water is very cold. Are you going to take the car? You can take the car, heating the car in this cold weather. It will take 10 minutes. Probably the salah will be over. Stay. You still have an hour for the salah. Sleep. Another 5 minutes. Another 10 minutes. And sleeping in the winter time is so nice. You don't want to leave the bed. Is that right or not? So he will try to do everything in order to delay you from as-salah. Tie. Or salat al-isha. And you make an azan in your house, and I'm going to Masjid al-Taqwa to make the isha. So half an hour before you came here, what happened? You came to your wife, and you whispered in your wife. And when you whispered in your wife, she told you something word to make you like a crazy. You know the wife they have, they are a very specialist. They can tell you a word, they let you jump up and down. You know them. But remember here, we don't talk about our sister in Masjid al-Taqwa. They are totally different. They are believer, good believer, mashallah. So the shaitan, he will come to exactly to whisper it to your wife, to make trouble with you. And then you tell her what? You making trouble with me? So, wallahi al-azim, I'm staying here. I'm not going to go to the masjid. I'm staying here for you to see who exactly is the winner today. So he will actually come to you through who? Your wife. Your wife. Or before the after you hear the azan and you prepare yourself to go to the masjid, you find what happened. Sheikh Yusuf come to your house. Just example. Tell you, where are you going, Akhi? Let's go Masjid Taqwa to pray Dajj. He said, I have something important more than that. Let's we talk. And then after that, actually, maybe we pray together here. So this is also from the shaitan. He tried to do as the best to delay you or to let you sleep or to not to pray on time. That's he is the professional in that. Professional. So remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Surah Al-Ma'idah, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانِ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَيَصُدُّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Allah said in the Quran, Shaitan only wanted to cause between you together animosity and hatred through alcohol and gambling. The biggest problem happened between the two brothers when gambling get involved or drinking wine. Now, and also exactly, and to avert you from remember of Allah and the prayer. So will you not desist, ya Sheikh Yusuf?
No, Sheikh, we will desist.
So this is what he need. He is professional in that time. Shaitan also, the shaitan, after the iqama, he will come back again. At the time of iqamat al-salah, I found one day when I enter one of the masjid, and I found one imam teaching the people in the masjid. He told them, no. Somebody asked him, is the shaitan come to the masjid? So the imam answered him in the front of me. I was come to pray. He told him, shaitan cannot come to the masjid at all, because if he come to the masjid, the malaika are here, the angel are here, will burn him. Where is that? My question to you, is the shaitan came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not?
Yes.
Can we take this hadith together? Sheikh Yusuf, he give it to us, inshaAllah. Tayyib, inshaAllah ta'ala. Let's we go and we study this hadith together fast before we pray. Tayyib. Al-hadith also narrated in Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أبي هريرة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن عفريتا من الجن تفلت علي البارحة أو كلمة نحوها ليقطع علي الصلاة فأمكنني الله منه وأردت أن أربطه إلى سارية من سوار المسجد حتى تصبحوا وتنظروا إليه كلكم فذكرت قول أخي سليمان رب هب لي ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعدي قال فروح فرد خاسئا.
Narrated Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, last night a demon from the jinns came to me.
Hold it. So the shaitan is from what?
The jinn.
So all we have between the jinn, we have Muslim and we have a disbeliever. Muslim will never come to bother you at all. But I am sure 100% while we pray here, there is the jinn. I'm not gonna let you exactly scare. There is the jinn Muslim, pray with us. But the shaitan is come from the disbeliever. Any disbeliever jinn, exactly is a shaitan. Any disbeliever, because he has intention to cause fitna for you in your salah, has an intention to corrupt your salah, because he is not a Muslim. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam confirmed it for us here yesterday. One of the jinn of the shaitan, he make a mistake. He came to who? He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look what's gonna happen. Go ahead.
Or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said a similar sentence to disturb my prayer.
To disturb what? He came to disturb the salah for who? The Imam who told the man, oh, the angel will burn. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not able to protect his messenger? But he came to the Prophet to disturb him, to confuse him in a salah. And he make a big mistake. He's stupid. Go ahead.
But Allah gave me the power to overcome him. I intended to tie him to one of the pillars of the masjid till the morning, so that all of you could see him. But then I remembered the statement of my brother Suleiman. My Lord, forgive me, and bestow on me a kingdom such as shall not belong to any other after me.
Allahu Akbar. The story is, Jazakallah khair, Sheikh. The story is, he said, confirm it to us, the Prophet sallam, a jinn from the jinn, shaitan from the jinn came to me yesterday to confuse me in my salah, to disturb my salah. After he finished, what did he do? He came and he took the shaitan from the neck like this, and he go and dragged him to one of the column in the masjid. And the Prophet sallam, he said, I feel there is air, cold air, or cold breath came from his mouth, and I felt in my arm. And then after that, his saliva came and make the hand of the Prophet ﷺ wet, and he intended ﷺ to tie him in one of this column of the masjid to let the children of the Medina play with him. To let the children of the Medina play with this jinn. But I remember the dua of my brother Sulaiman when he said, oh my Lord, bestow on me a kingdom not to be permitted, or not to be actually permitted for anyone after me. So he respected Sulaiman. Other way, he has intention to tide him to let the children in Medina play with what? Wait a second, we stop in this. To play with the shaitan, meaning the shaitan is not strong. The Prophet ﷺ said the giants of the shaitan equal to the child of the human 6 years old. We are the one who make the shaitan strong when you follow him, when you listen to him. But the shaitan is very, very easy to get rid of him. If he came to your salah, we're going to see actually how we treated in the salah. Sheikh Yusuf also going to give us the fast, inshallah ta'ala, this hadith, inshallah ta'ala, to see. First of all, I like to show with you, which is important. I have a lot of complaint here. The hadith, when the brothers leave a gap. And the gap mean what? The gap is for what? Shaitan. Can we take this hadith? Here. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu arda, قال أقيم الصفافة وحز المناكب وسد الخلل ولينوا بأيدي إخوانكم ولا تذروا فرجات للشيطان ومن وصل صفا وصله الله يوم القيامة ومن قطعه قطعه الله يوم القيامة. حديث صحيح في أبو داود. Five minutes, inshallah, we're going to anoint his brain, inshallah.
No. Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, reported.
Huh?
The messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, arrange the rows in order.
Arrange what, ya masjid al-taqwa? Arrange what, ya masjid al-taqwa? Arrange the rows, it's straight. It's straight in the line, not one up, one down, and exactly, it's a different way. So we have the command in the salah is to row ourselves or to straighten the line. Go ahead.
Stand shoulder to shoulder.
Shoulder to what, ya masjid al-taqwa? Number three.
Close the gaps.
Why we close the gap?
Be accommodating to your brothers and do not leave gaps for shaitan.
Don't leave gap for what, Sheikh Yusuf?
Shaitan.
So when the brother come and he said, believing, what, why are you leaving? He said, in order to follow the sunnah, you have to leave 5 inches. Who said that? I have to leave 5 inches between me and my brother. Who said that? Michael Jackson. Ya akhi, Allah yirhamak, ya akhi. يا أخي follow الله يرحمك and don't leave a gap. Because when you leave a gap, يا شيخ يوسف, what's going to happen from this gap? And when the prophet he said don't leave a gap, in only in the bottom or in the bottom or in the top together. You have to close. You know how the Sahaba used to pray? I need two of you voluntarily to stand up in front of me. Two volunteer. You know the Sahaba, how they pray? Turn your face to the other side. Yeah. This is the Qibla. You know how the Sahaba used to pray? Here, stick your thigh with my thigh. Not only foot by foot, thigh. Like this. That's how they pray together. That is a line. But when we have somebody who is mentally sick, and he came actually, and then after that, he pray and he leave like 5 inches or 5 inches, for me in the middle, I have to close. And when you try to close it, he moves. And when you try to close it again, move. And after the salah, look at Sheikh Mustafa here. He said, well, come, he pray like this. Look at this, his salah is not. You are the one, you force me to be in this way. Fear Allah and close the gap. That's why when we leave the gap, when we leave the gap, the shaitan loves this too much. Therefore, we don't know I am in a salah or not in a salah. My mind, my wife, my mind was my boss. How much I'm going to make after they make the salah. How so and so and so. That's why we don't concentrate. But the most important one, leenu fi aidi ikhwanikum. Leenu. If I found Sheikh Muhammad, come you are light now. If I say Sheikh Muhammad is far from me, far from me, the Prophet said, leenu, be soft. Be soft with your brother. When he actually tried to take it, either to take him by his bands, to move him like this, you understand, or you take him actually by the hand. One day here in Majlis al-Taqwa, when I found the brother, had a gap between. I tried to make it. I leave him. Why? Because I make exactly my salah is not valid because I try to take him. The Prophet is leenu fi aidi ikhwanikum. Be soft with your brother when he try to take you to close the gap. That's what we need. I still have in the beginning of the doubt in the salah. How is the doubt? What's causing the doubt in the salah? Why we forget in our salah? This is just only appetizer. I give you salat, but the meal is very heavy next week. Be with us in order to protect your salah. Be with us in order to treat your salah and to save your salah, because that's the most important in our life, the salah. If your salah will be accepted in the day of the judgment, Allah will accept everything else. If your salah will be rejected, everything, even the hajj, will be rejected. So can we take care about our salah and give a time, akhi, to the class? We have a serious class here, wallahi. We have a serious class. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to granting us in knowledge and to save us and save our salah and to make all of us among those who listen and obey. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to gather us again and again. Inshallah ta'ala, with taqwa of Allah, enter all of us as the paradise with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give shifa to all Muslims who suffer from disease. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give